It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Tell you what, I have got the perfect Friday morning going on. First, I get to talk with Brianna Koval this hour. Then I get to talk with my favorite artist next to my brother Pat, Sean McCann. Now I get to talk with my favorite keyboard player and member of the band that I'm in, the Billy D Band, Ed Moore, into talk with us this morning. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. We're here to talk about Headwaters Music Festival.
Free.
I want to keep hammering that home. It's not going to cost any of you a penny to enjoy some great music.
Let me start with Thursday, free.
Free.
Friday, free. Saturday, free. Sunday, help me, Bill, with this one.
Free.
And I know that's a little redundant, but I think that's one of the most important points, mm-hmm. is the fact that it doesn't cost anybody anything.
Yeah.
Now, there are going to be some food vendors and some alcohol vendors, and naturally you have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, you want
that. That's at your own discretion.
Yeah.
But for the music, as Dave Engstrom said, it's always going to be free. The bands are going to get paid, but the music's going to be free for everybody to enjoy.
You know, mentioning Dave's concept was to have the local musicians, local regional musicians play and get paid, and then have all the local people come to get them, to come and see them free.
Yeah.
Did I say free yet?
Free.
Okay.
Free.
So that was the concept. So that's why it's important to keep it free. And the way we're able to keep it free is through our sponsors. We've got some very generous sponsors.
Got a lot of good friends, you know?
Yes, we do.
Too many to even mention. I mean, we get started, but Ed, you and I are going to forget somebody. So best to just say we've got a ton of sponsors that are on board with this. And for every genre, too, I know everybody's always talking about Steve Warner and the job he does.
Steve does a great job.
The air-conditioned, free Hughes Shelter. And that's that kicks off on Thursday, right?
That's right, it does. And it's called A Senior Moment because it's mainly dedicated to seniors.
Yeah.
All the seniors in our neck of the woods can come to it, and it's free. And it's especially set up for invalids. I'm not sure that's the proper word to use. I'm not always politically correct. But everything is on one ground level. So like, if you're in a wheelchair or you're using a walker, you just come right in. You don't have any stairs to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like you said, it's air-conditioned.
Air-conditioned, and they're talking free like ice cream treats with that, too. So.
That's right. And if someone is lactose intolerant and can't have ice cream, we've got popsicles.
All right.
Free.
Talk about this thing that Whiskey Creek's doing, too, where anybody can come up on stage and just play or sing or dance around, do whatever they want.
All right. We're calling it 5 Till Dark in the Park.
Okay.
And Whiskey Creek will be the host band. Oh, it's the kind of concept that a lot of professional bands will be like a house band somewhere at a facility, and they'll have an open mic night or an open mic day, and anybody can come in and sit in.
Yeah.
That's the concept we have. Whiskey Creek is going to be our host, and anybody can come. If you're a vocalist and you want to come and sing, they'll back you up. And if you're a drummer and you want to sit in, you can sit in, you know, assuming you're not outrageous.
Well, yeah, and busting up the drum kit. We don't want that going
on.
Yeah.
If you're just going to pound on things and break them, then you're not going to be welcome. But, but anybody with talent that actually wants to get out and display their talent, here's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is, if they can't do it this year, which I'm hoping they can, now that they know about it, they could prepare for next year. You've got a whole year.
Sure.
But hopefully you'll come down this next week.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. What's your favorite thing about this festival, Ed?
My favorite thing.
Yeah. If you just kind of narrow it down to one thing, what's the thing you enjoy the most?
You know, there's too many, Bill, but I'm going to pull out the very first one.
Steve Warner.
With A Senior Moment. I just love that.
Yeah.
The concept, Steve does a great job. We're getting nothing but positive feedback. Every year the crowd is getting bigger.
Well, he's pretty much packing the place now.
Yeah. We're talking about a bigger facility for next year now.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about two separate shows, but now we decided a bigger facility. So that's the first one that comes to mind as a favorite. But you take a group like Whiskey Creek, as talented and professional as they are, they're going to manage Thursday well.
Yeah.
Jocelyn's going to, she's like a mother.
Oh, yeah, she'll take care of things. She'll take care of things.
So anybody that has any questions or any insecurities about things you're doing, Jocelyn's going to be right there to shore you up and help
you out. Yeah, and she'll help you out.
And the band is so talented.
Yeah.
Jimmy Joe Hobie on drums, Greg Gert on guitar. I think Robin Reese is going to be on bass.
Rob.
Then we've got Steve Lukey on guitar.
All our friends. Yeah. All our friends, Ed Moore.
And the nicest people around. So anybody out there in wonderful listening land, come on down. If you don't feel you have the talent to play, come on down and listen.
Yeah. That's why, and that's what the beauty of this. My favorite thing is just the crowd connection. You know, when we were out on Dakota Avenue, which is where we're going to be Friday, just the crowd that came out, and it's like, no, we're here to sit and enjoy some really decent music. And you can sit and you can tap your toes, you can sing along, you can clap, because that's what I want you to do. Or if you want to get up and dance, do that too. But I always say, if you don't, I will, and it's never a pretty sight.
So, I've got nothing to say on how it goes. It's going to be a great time.
Don't follow me up on anything with that. And
this is just in for the news desk. Free.
This whole thing is free, folks. Won't cost you a penny. And again, it is like nonstop music, basically, from Thursday right through Sunday. So you can't beat that.
I'm trying to think of the title we should give our musical emissary, Tilford Crocius.
Tilford. Tilly's going to...
Madman of Merriment.
How old is Tilly?
Oh, I don't want... I could speculate. Somewhere between 88 and 90.
And still going strong, and the music starts, and it's just the switch goes on.
And he is all just, about entertainment.
He's Tilford. And I learned a lot from that guy. I owe him a lot. And I've told him that personally. I said, Tilly, I've ripped a lot off from you. You know, I've taken a lot. And he's just so humbled by that. And, you know. But, yeah, he's going to be doing his thing, too.
No, I didn't bring any notes in with me, Bill, because I don't want to say I'm unorganized, but I like to shoot from the hip.
Yeah.
And I brought in two things. One of them is free.
Free.
And the other one is we could use volunteers.
Yeah, volunteer has been the big push.
Yep. And we need volunteers to help with setup, volunteers to help with teardown and cleanup, volunteers to help with some of the legwork with things needing to be picked up and brought here and there. We just need volunteers.
Right. And Brad and Lori were in, Brad from Parks and Rec, and was saying, too, you know, once we get done with the show, especially on Dakota Avenue, we have only a certain amount of time before everything's got to be off the street. So he said volunteers would definitely be welcome.
It's a highway, and it has to be reopened.
Yeah, right. Good stuff. How excited are you to be doing this again? You know, and more. And what keeps you doing it year after year?
I guess music plus all the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has such good spirit about it and such good energy about it. It's just a positive climb every year.
Right.
And when I say climb, it's because it's a little bit of a mountain or hill. We got to get all this stuff organized. We're getting everything in place. Mm-hmm. And every year we're making a point of fine tuning things that didn't go as well the year before. But we're also trying to keep an open mind for new things that would enhance.
Right. Well, and I was talking with Sean McCann, too, about, you know, it's about a 5 or 6 year ramp up to where people really get comfortable and people really, it's like, okay, I know this is coming up. I'm going to put it on my calendar and we're going to be there. And we're just, I think, as far as the music festival, that's kind of where it is, too. People are kind of going, okay, this is just kind of part of our summer. That's what I enjoy about it, too.
Yeah. But, I just had a random thought.
Sure.
I was at Steve Lubke's birthday party. I won't say how many years.
Don't.
And he had a lot of entertainers there, a lot of different musicians and singers and musicians. I'm sorry. And just different pickers.
Yeah.
And there was a young girl that was a little hesitant to get up, and maybe she's 15.
Okay.
I don't know her age, but she got up and she sang, and then she broke into yodeling, and I thought, nobody yodels anymore, and she was really good. And so then Myrna and I and some others approached her and told her she's got to come Thursday down to the park.
And absolutely.
And have Whiskey Creek back her.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to somehow or another get her involved because she's only 15. She's got a lot of good years ahead of her.
Yeah.
And so my message isn't just about her, but it's about all these kids that are out there that have this talent that feel a little reluctant to get out in front of people.
No, don't.
Get out in front of people.
Get out in front of people.
Otherwise, you'll always be reluctant. Don't be reluctant. Jump out there. The water's fine. Jump in and swim.
Right, and it just doesn't matter. Get out and just celebrate what you do.
Have fun.
Have fun. Yes, we got to get back to doing that.
Why is it you and I never have a problem talking, Bill?
Yeah, never.
You don't have notes. I don't have notes.
No, we're talk about shooting from the hip. And which is the way I usually do things in here, too. So, I'm looking forward to this. It's always great having Chalk Fest one weekend and Headwaters Music Festival the next. What else you got?
I have one last thought. I don't know if it's been said in other broadcasts through the week, but the band Billy D and the Crystals will be performing on Friday, but the name has been changed.
We've shortened things up.
It's now called the Billy D Band.
Yeah.
Officially the Billy D Band, so
right.
I thought I better announce that.
Okay, yeah, so people darn it, it's like, well, is it a new group? I don't know. It's like, no. Because everybody kind of, you know, goes by the Billy D thing anyway, and
Here it is, straight from the AP.
Yes, yes. And talk with our agent about it and talk with the rest of the band. It's like, yeah, just shorten it up.
So the Headwaters Music Festival this next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it'll be the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Right, and we're going to be talking a lot more about this next week, too, folks. So, Ed, thank you so much for stopping in. I know you're on the road, so safe travels, my friend.
Thank you, Bill. Great talking to you.
You bet. It's 950, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
I could take a cab down to the creek and hang a disco ball from an old oak tree. Smoke and drink once in a while, somehow it'd be good for me. I want a cool chick that'll cook for me, but he'll dance on the bar in her tan bare feet and do what I want when I want, and she'll do it with me. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink.